As we prepare ourselves for the fast-approaching season of music festivals such as French Quarter and Jazz Fest, it's important to take notice of some of the smaller happenings in the city, including the always vibrant collection of local bands showcasing their talent day in and day out throughout New Orleans. I'm David Benedetto, and with me today are members of One Said Band, brothers Sam and Colin McCabe of Bantam Foxes. How you doing today, guys?
Doing okay, man.
Yeah.
All right, so to kind of get us started, where does the name Bantam Foxes come from, and what were some of the rejects before that?
When we were starting out, we were like, oh, what should we do, and all this sort of stuff. And Sam and I were listening to a lot of Beck at that point, and there was this song, Hot Wax by him. There's this line, it's got, you know, Silver Foxes looking for romance, et cetera, et cetera. So we're like, oh, we want to name it Silver Foxes, and then we look it up, and there's a lot of dad cover bands named Silver Foxes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, actually. It's not even like there's just one. There's like Silver Foxes US.
I think
there's Silver Foxes 2. There's actually, like, it's a band that it's called Silver Foxes 2 with the number 2 after it.
Yeah, the Silver Foxes situation, I think, is a lot of dads that really don't know how to use Google.
Yeah.
Which is more commonplace than I would like to think these days.
So so we didn't go with that. We ended up, our former drummer, Jared, he is pretty into boxing, and we're all pretty small dudes. I stand the tallest in the band at 5'6" on a good day.
regular Yao Ming over here, buddy.
So, you know, he picked this small boxing word that no one seems to be able to pronounce, and so we went with that.
About your sound, you classify yourselves as rock, but I'm interested if you had to describe your sound to people in just one sentence, how would each of you describe it?
We've been told before that we sound like if Cold War kids like to use a lot of fuzz pedals. So I like that. I don't know. People call us power pop. People call us garage pop, that kind of stuff. It's I love pop music. I love pop music.
Yeah.
More so than I should probably, like, willingly admit, but it's an important aspect of it, I think. So, you know, I like to focus on simple melodies, man, and just because it's easy to digest doesn't make it bad, I think, and that's the way I've always really looked at pop music, is that when it's more straightforward, it's more easily accessible.
Yeah, I think that, and I was thinking about one of your songs off your last EP, gold record, Sleep, which I currently have stuck in my head, because that really great hook for the chorus.
Thanks.
Could you tell me, did you? Well, tell me about how that song came around, and how you usually write your songs in general.
That song we wrote about 2 years ago now, and Colin was kind of just thumping along on the B note. There's not much going on to that song.
Yeah, if you're
that song is three chords the whole way through. It's B, A, and E, and then there's a little riff after the chorus, which is stays in the same chord progression, and it just kind of repeats itself. But it's catchy, and it's probably been the best received song we've done. It's got lyrically on that one, I had been kind of feeling stuck. I was just kind of bored with where I was at that time, just serving coffee and not really doing much else. And so that one just kind of, I wanted to try and loop things in just so that you just kind of felt like you're in just this loop. What you never lose, and just stuck in an endless loop. Can predict where you go when you sleep, when you don't wanna think about anything. I can predict where you go when you sleep, when you don't. What do you guys have coming up? And also, where can people find out more about you?
The 23rd of March, we've got a show at Bank Street Bar with Baby Bats and some friends of ours from Chicago called North by North.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the spring, beginning of the summer, we're going to be putting out a new EP that we just recorded. When it is available, you can find it at bantamfoxes.com. It will be on Spotify and everywhere else, which is where all of our other stuff is right now. Yeah, keep rocking.
All right.
Thanks, David.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Sam and Colin McCabe of local band Bantam Foxes. Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.